Judas do that, magic happens, and your husband comes back. No, yeah. it's not going to work that way. Yeah. The only way it's going to work is you focusing on yourself and you being... Hello, guys. And the title of this email is My Husband Isn't Supportive. What if you're trying everything you can to do to make your marriage happy again? Going to a counselor is what we need, but the other spouse doesn't think you need it. What do I do in that situation? I am alone in this and trying to get him to see how I am feeling. My husband isn't supportive. So basically, the marriage is at a point where the husband is totally like one leg out. On his way out of the marriage.
Right.
Because usually, at this point, the other person is definitely not feeling the marriage because you can't even get them to see. You know what we say about going to see a counselor when you're in deep trouble?
Right. When it's too late.
When it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really help. First of all, he doesn't want to go. And even if he goes with you, mm-hmm. chances are he's just going there to fight you anyway.
Yep.
Or not even participate.
Yep.
So, like we always say, to make your marriage happy again,
mm-hmm.
you have to focus on making yourself happy.
Yep.
When you're happy, when the other person is happy, automatically the marriage is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this moment, you can go ahead, see the counselor, work on yourself, build yourself.
Yes.
Do what you know you love to do. Tap into your own purpose. Don't worry about your husband at the moment because mm-hmm. you can't control this guy.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do at this point that he's going to... The only thing you can do is by being happy yourself.
Yes.
And by, you know, being... building attraction,
mm-hmm.
being confident.
Right. Building attraction by
doing
being,
you.
Absolutely.
And when he sees that you're not paying so much attention to the so-called, oh, honey, let's go to counseling, please, I'm begging you. Once you stop doing that,
right.
you're going to get his attention.
Yep.
So.
Especially if you've been asking before and you suddenly stop.
Yes. When you suddenly stop, mm-hmm. that's when he's going to be like, oh my God, what's going on here?
Right.
He's going to be super curious,
mm-hmm.
and that would be a step to like getting him back. But at this point in time, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear because you probably want to hear, do this, do that, magic happens, and your husband comes back. No,
yeah. it's not going to work that way. Yeah.
The only way it's going to work is you focusing on yourself and you being truly happy mm-hmm. with yourself.
Right. You know, people will not treat you in a way that you haven't exactly agreed to.
Mm.
Like, people will not disrespect you if you don't hate them.
You have to let them, allow them.
You have to allow them is the word.
It's true.
People don't do things to you that you don't allow them to do.
That is true.
So, but that can get clouded up if you have the wrong meanings to his behavior. If you if you think his behavior is about doing something that you out to get you,
right.
Then you may be conflicting that together with it's not about you. Like, this is a guy who is in his weak moment, and I know that affects you, but mm-hmm. that's affecting you more because you think it's about you.
Mm.
You know. So with that being said, let me just go through this. What if you're trying everything, because I know, you know, when she says focus on yourself, maybe that's creating some kind of cloud, and that's not too clear
what
that means.
Mm.
You know, well, in my definition, the first step to focus on yourself, make sure you read this book 10 to 15 times. It's free at getmymarriageback.com. That's number one. Let's get that out of the way. That takes time. That takes your emotional energy. You're going to see a lot of things that you're probably doing wrong in the book. And you're going to see how our own story and exactly how you can apply the lessons to yourself.
Right.
So that's the first step. So that's an actionable thing for you to do with regards to focusing on yourself. All right. So now let's get that out the window. So you haven't tried that. If you've tried everything, you haven't tried that. So make sure you do that. You can to make your marriage happy again, going to a counselor. So he doesn't want to go to a counselor. She said it. At this stage, it's too late for you to be asking for counsel, for both of you to go to counselor. The best time to go to counselor is together. We're in a great place. It's been a minute. Let's just go talk. Let's just have a conversation. And I know it sounds almost impossible because if you're happy, why would you want to go? We're going to take them out of business. Maybe. But no, we're not going to, because most people are going to do the opposite, which is wait until too late before they start hiring a counselor for $200, $300, $400, $500. So you don't have to worry about the counselors going out of business or therapist. They will be in business because people will continue to do the wrong thing. Okay? Mm. But the right thing is you actually need them more when you're in a good place. Okay, just to, are you guys happy? Then they are trained to ask agitating questions to pull out certain issues and say, oh, you know what, maybe we could do better here. Maybe we will ask questions like, when was the last time you went on a date? For example, her and I were just talking about dates today. That's what counselor is good for, counseling. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, in real life, don't we all get reviews at work? Like a yearly review.
It's
like
a maintenance
your boss calls
review.
You. So it's more like that. Like you review your marriage, know what your strengths are, know what your weaknesses are, so it gets better and better.
Yes. So counselors are not designed to fix broken marriages. They're not designed to do that. That's why you see most of the YouTube videos you watch on these topics are basically advices that are based on everything is perfect. Oh, you know, take each other out on a date. You make sure you listen to each other. What do you mean each other? There's no each other anymore. It's broken. Right?
Oh my God.
It's broken. And that seems to be your situation because clearly as an evidence, now as a practical evidence, he refuses. He doesn't want to go to counselor. What you need is, number one, she said it, self, right? Self. Part of that self is coaching. You need a coach. So if you want to hire a counselor as a coach, sure. We also have that here. When you go to getmymarriageback.com, you see that we have some options there if you want to hire us as a coach. We're not licensed counselors. What we do is more like a coach from a practical standpoint, from our own personal stories. We've been to the extreme end, being in love, extreme end, being completely apart, extreme end, filed for divorce. So we know what we're talking about when it comes to this. Okay, so if you want more of a practical situation like that, then we have that at lolaandola.com, or you can simply go through getmymarriageback.com. And the best way to access that, again, the book is free, 10 to 15 times. All right, so what do I do in that situation? I think we've addressed what you need to do right now. I'm alone in this and trying to get him. Now, you can get your marriage back all by yourself. It's actually easier. Okay, it's easier because basically you're going to use reverse psychology because we're all operating on psychology.
Right.
This is about building attraction back. A person that's attracted to you does not behave like that to you. Okay? And the key that brought you guys back together on day one was attraction.
Yep.
You need to get back to that day one. What was it that made him so attracted to you? Right? This is a lady, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Husband isn't supportive. Husband isn't supportive because the attraction level is low.
Yep.
So how do you build attraction back up? Attraction works in opposite direction of what our actions will typically do. Okay? Our actions will say, if somebody says no to you, you run after them and you pull them, you fight for it, right? You fight for your marriage. That's what our actions, our natural knee-jerk reaction instinct will do.
Right.
But attraction doesn't work that way. Attraction only cares and comes up more when you're not giving attention to that thing.
Right.
So you notice you're attracted more to people that are not giving you the attention. Once somebody gives you too much attention, chances are you've had it.
Been there, done that.
It's demand supply. Too much supply of it expires. So if your husband is not being supportive, maybe he's had too much of you available to him. And one of the ways that you have too much of yourself available is when you're nagging, when you're talking, you're complaining, you're talking about everything that's wrong.
Smothering.
And you're smothering him, basically. You're choking him to death, or choking the attraction to death. remove yourself, spend that time, the next indefinite for as long as it takes. Okay, you have to be content in yourself. You need to be able to teach the material in this book. Once you get to that point, I don't know how long that is. If it's 1 week, I doubt it. But if it's 1 week, so be it. If it's 1 month, so be it. If it's 3 months, so be it. But you need to be content in yourself. You need to be self-sustainable before you can attract this guy back to the point where he's naturally going to be supporting you. Okay? Right. If you force him or you manipulate him to be supportive, it won't last.
Nope.
Right? But if you do what you did on day one when you guys met, right, and you learn the science and the heart and the science of the psychology that made that happen, which is what you're going to learn in the book, then you can do it over and over again for a lifetime and actually enjoy a very happy marriage. Okay, so that's what I have. Anything else you want to add on to this?
No, babe. All
right, so we've mentioned the book. Get the book. Click like if we said anything that made sense. Click like and make sure it lit blue. And subscribe to this channel, by the way. Subscribe.
Please.
Like, come on. You need to subscribe to this channel. Make sure you're getting notified with the bell right next to you. You click on that as well. And share this video with people you know will benefit from it. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. See you on the next one. And